This is a TechWeb Internet Insider Profile. I'm Senior Editor Paul Schindler. Tim O'Reilly has made his fortune documenting Unix and open source software. His O'Reilly & Associates publishing house is a prime example of how someone can make a business off free software. O'Reilly says the creators of some of the most successful programs and languages in their niches, from Perl to Bind to FetchMail, have all been too modest to speak out about their success. He wants to change that. TechWeb Internet's David Sims talked to O'Reilly recently about open source software.
The biggest message that we started out with was open source software works. First of all, if you look down the table and you look at Paul Vixie, the maintainer of Bind, Bind has absolutely dominant market share, is the single most mission-critical piece of software on the Internet. Apache, dominant web server. SendMail runs probably 80% of the mail servers and probably touches every single piece of email on the Internet. Between Perl, Tickle, and Python, you probably have more programmers doing web content and everything else than you have for Java. And yet, this stuff does not get written about. Now, there's a real problem here when what the industry writes about and talks about doesn't match what the industry does. You know, the fact is that in the developer community, everybody knows what the real important programs are, and yet at the same time, in public perception, these guys don't get the kind of attention that they ought to, relative to the importance of their software. And I think one of the things that's really interesting when you look at all of these programs, which have immense market share, immense importance in the computer industry. What they all have in common is they're developed using this open source methodology. And in some sense, open source represents what you could call, the second or arguably the third leg of the computer industry. It's a sort of invisible, foundation of an awful lot of what goes on. And I think our real goal is simply to raise the profile of something that's already happening, doesn't fit in the existing categories very well. You know, people keep asking the question. You saw all the reporters struggling with this of, well, how are you going to beat Microsoft? How are you going to make money? And, that's just the wrong question. These guys have beaten Microsoft. They're not necessarily about making money, although there are a number of companies here who are looking to commercialize open source software, and there's nothing inconsistent with open source software and making money. I think changing that idea is important. But far more important is just the idea that the open source development methodology is an enormous engine of innovation in the computer industry. And the fact is, to the extent that the open source model is used, you tend to see innovation. And when it's in areas where it's not used, you tend to see a lot more stagnation. And I think that, I tend to position open source software as much more closely allied to the role that, say, the university market plays in other areas of human advancement, and the idea that somehow only interesting things are happening in the purely commercial sector misses a huge, huge part of the vitality of the industry.
Part of the problem that your products are there, people in the developer community are aware of them, but they touch end users. SendMail and Bind are examples, but end users aren't aware of them. You talked about the end goal shouldn't be shrinkware. Is that part of the problem, that the vast majority of computer users aren't even aware that developers are using these products?
I think that's certainly part of the issue. That creating more public awareness is definitely part of the problem. I think it's also true that open source software developers typically don't have PR departments. And so people don't necessarily hear about their work, but that's something we hope to address by, making sure that announcements do go out with more regularity about important open source developments. But I think that, the end user issue is probably less important than simply the fashion of what people tend to focus on in their coverage.
There was an unspoken subtext, or spoken at some point, that only Eric Raymond really went way out and kept putting it forward, which is that part of what we like to do is to keep companies honest. There was the sense that if open source developers weren't out there making these innovations and being less conservative, that software would stagnate in corporate proprietary environments. That wasn't said. You tried to sort of smoke the peace pipe here, but that seemed to be a large subtext. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would have to say, I mean, we really want to be clear. This is not about Microsoft, about beating Microsoft. That's what everybody keeps trying to make it into a story. Wow, can with open source, can you beat Microsoft? And that's really not the issue. But there is, at the same time, there is a fundamental bias, if you like, towards openness. These guys, as developers, have flourished in a particular kind of environment of sharing. That environment of sharing is something they would like to see continue. And so, in some sense, they basically want to continue to develop software in the way that they find most productive, which is in the open source model.
You've been listening to a TechWeb Internet audio report. Thanks for listening.